We want to remind everyone they can join us most weeks right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, just go over to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it's time for a game that we like to call...
The Trump Dump.
Some weeks... that's that time again. Some weeks, the Trump news moves faster than Mike Pompeo erasing old text messages. We're going to ask you some true-false questions about the week in Trump, rapid-fire style. Get it right, you get a point. You ready to play?
Yes. Sure.
All right, Tom, you're up first. Tom, true or false, on Tuesday, the New York Times reported that Donald Trump had proposed protecting America with an alligator and snake-filled moat.
True.
Yes. Faith, true or false, on Wednesday, Donald Trump responded that the idea that he, quote, wanted a moat stuffed with alligators and snakes, unquote, was fake news.
True.
No, it's false. He said the idea that he wanted a moot was fake news. Helen, true or false, the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, told a reporter via text that he was considering bringing a lawsuit called Trump versus the Swamp.
True.
No, false. He said it was a jaw suit. Tom, true or false?
Nobody has spell check.
Tom, true or false, this week the Library of Congress cafeteria began serving a peach mint crumb cake.
Oh, true.
Yes, Faith, true or false? Faith, true or false, on Wednesday, the President of the United States tweeted a Nickelback meme.
True.
Yes. Helen, true or false, on Thursday, Nickelback had that tweet taken down for copyright violation.
True.
Yes.
I've never rooted for Nickelback before.
Tom, no one else has either.
Tom, true or false, on Tuesday, the New York Times reported that Hunter Biden played a role in getting Congress to investigate Trump's relationship with Deutsche Bank.
True.
No, it's false. They reported that Moby played a role in getting Congress to investigate Trump's relationship with Deutsche Bank. Faith, true or false, reporters scrambled into action this week when the White House press secretary appeared for the first time in 200 days in the White House briefing room.
False.
Right. Reporters scrambled when a mouse fell from the ceiling of the White House briefing room. The White House press secretary did not appear at all. That's it for this week's Trump Dump. Coming up, the truth is an endangered species in our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.